Welcome, thirsty soul. The South Main Church of Christ podcast is intended as a collaborative effort between the Churches of Christ in East Central and Southeast Ohio who sing vocal music during worship services. Our goal with the podcast is simple: to connect the message of Christ with you through the lessons from the Bible. We hope you will find this podcast to be a fountain for all. Hi, this is Jim Lanning. On this week's South Main Church of Christ podcast, I sat down with Roger Chafin, a preacher with World Bible School, to discuss how World Bible School promotes the learning of God's Word. More of my interview with Roger in a few moments. First, some details about the Christian News with Jared.
The Christian News is a page on our church website, which includes an extensive list of stories we've covered on our podcast and is updated regularly with new story links. Some of the stories posted include a link from Channel 10's interview with Ohio State defensive end Jack Sawyer about God and football, a link to World Video Bible School's video about AI and the Bible, and Vice President J.D. Vance's warning about AI being weaponized to rewrite history and censor speech. Many more topics can be found on the Christian News page on our website. That's smcocnl.org.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Find the sea and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Now, Tyler has this week's inspirational thought.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I'm Tyler Wade.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Now, the conversation. I'd like to welcome today Roger Chafin. Chafin is here from World Bible School. Yeah, it's good to have you here today with us, Roger.
Well, it's wonderful to be here. And I enjoyed spending time earlier today with brothers and sisters in our worship service and in Bible class. And then to be able to do this particular type of a podcast is just an added bonus for me. This is something I'm kind of new to, but it's another tool that's a valuable way to allow people to understand and learn what we do at World Bible School. So thank you for allowing me to be a part of it.
Okay, that's great. Tell us about World Bible School and what they do.
World Bible School really is established to help congregations and individuals share Jesus. And that's really what we do. You sharing Jesus, what Jesus called us to be, as I mentioned earlier today, was become fishers of men. And he called his disciples and said, I'm going to make you fishers of men, speaking specifically there to Peter and Andrew. And they were fishermen by trade. And then James and John, as they go forward. But we're still fishers of men. We're still wanting to share Jesus with people that we come into contact with. And World Bible School has many different tools that we have available that will allow people to do that, whether it's correspondence courses in paper or online. They can do that. We also have a social media platform, Methetis, which is kind of an awkward name, and I'll just kind of explain where that came from. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 1, when the disciples are coming together at the beginning of what we know to be the Sermon on the Mount, the word for disciple is Methetis, or Mathetes, from the Greek. And it talks about one who is a follower, which is what a disciple is. But even deeper than that, it's talking about one who learns and then one who shares. And so as you're reading through the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is exhorting his listeners there, follow me, learn about me, and then share me. And so Methetis is based upon that. It's a social media platform that people can go to free of charge, by the way. Those that are listening to this podcast can go to methetis.org, and they can, best way I know to tell people to get on to the site is just use your email address with your password. That way you don't have to come up with new ID or password. Just use your email address and password. That'll get you onto the site, and then you're welcome to peruse all of the different studies that we have there, some from Apologetics Press, some from Dan Winkler, three from World Bible School, and then there's a variety of others from faithful brothers and sisters in the body of Christ that people can get different perspectives on, as far as even some scientific things are concerned, some philosophical things, but anything that they're wanting to learn more about, Methetis is a wonderful way to do that, and they can do that free of charge. And Methetis is methetis.org. That way they can go there, and again, it's free of charge, so they can spend as much time as they want.
Yes. Mike Dallas, I know you mentioned about the Master Series is popular, and maybe a little bit about some of the type of series are available.
Well, the Master Series is a correspondence course that's probably become kind of like the cornerstone of World Bible School in a sense. It's been around the longest, and it's gone through some changes through the years. We've recently celebrated 50 years as far as World Bible School is concerned. And the Master Series has really evolved into various aspects of studying. It first came out through the founder of Jimmy Lovell as an action paper, and Jimmy would go from congregation to congregation just trying to get individuals and churches to support mission work, basically, is what he wanted to do. And so the Master Series just kind of evolved out of that and has become very popular. And even some elders around the nation and even in the world and brothers and sisters have said it's really one of the most effective ways of teaching people about Jesus, because it just teaches Jesus. There's not a lot of fancy frills involved with it. It just takes you right to the point of learning who Jesus is and the difference that he can make in your life. Mm-hmm. So, and the Master Series, there's other paper courses that we have, and we also are involved with the Sunset International Bible Institute. We do a lot of their courses. As a matter of fact, they're solar players that they distributed in Africa, throughout the African continent. We have our material on that, aside from their own studies, so we can access a lot of that even here in the United States. Depending on what depth of study you want to do, World Bible School has a way for that to happen.
Yes. I think it's great great you mentioned about many want to stay with the paper mm-hmm. and mail, and I understand that. I was trying to figure out when I first got a cell phone, and I said I'd never mm-hmm. get a cell phone. Yeah. I think it was 72, and not real familiar working with things like that, but they are very useful, and I'm glad you have both. How long would it take somebody here in the United States if you start something, a course with you back and forth in the mail, usually how does that go?
Well, it depends on the person primarily because they work at their own pace. And we've had people sit down and probably go through the whole 7-step series and the master series in a couple of months. Some will take a little bit longer. It just really kind of depends what their schedule is as far as life, work, school, or whatever they have going on. But we've had people go through it very quickly. We've had people go through it a lot slower. Overseas, sometimes you don't know what's taking place in the lives of people, and so they could do one or two lessons, and then all of a sudden you may not hear from them for any length of time, because sometimes they have to move and their communication's not like our communication. So sometimes they just kind of seem to drop out of sight and may disappear for up to a year or more. And then all of a sudden, one day there they are and they're wanting to pick up where they left off. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on the person. But whether they do it online or they do it in the paper, mail can be a little bit slow, but they can accomplish the whole 7 lessons, usually in a few months, depending again on their rate of speed of going through it.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, that's great. I like to see different ways of doing it because
yes.
it depends on where in life you are and the timing and things for you, where you can come back to it or something interrupts things for you. But it's learning the Word of God. That's so important that you're getting that out there. And I keep thinking that what keeps ringing in my head, 40 million people have
yes.
been contacted through World Bible School.
Yeah, over the years, 50-plus years now, we've probably touched the hearts of, well, that number could be close to 45 million now. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord has richly blessed us at World Bible School as we're reaching out to people around the world. And even then, it's faithful brothers and sisters that are helping to use the World Bible School tools that we have to offer. I know that there's faithful ministers that go to Kenya, for instance, once or twice a year, and they use World Bible School material, and the response that they're getting is outstanding. One particular minister, I'll mention his name, I don't think he'd mind, Michael Reese, who's up in Mannington, West Virginia. He goes to Kenya twice a year, and he uses World Bible School materials while he's over there. He's also involved with the Bear Valley Bible Institute, used to be the Bear Valley School of Preaching, but they have established satellite schools throughout Kenya, and the students there that are learning are able to take what they've learned as far as being new Christians is concerned, and they're talking to their own people. And so they themselves have baptized over 15,000 people just among mm-hmm. themselves using World Bible School material. So it's the power of the Word, because God's Word is powerful. It can change the hearts of people and give them a reason to live, give them hope for living. But it's also faithful brothers and sisters who have dedicated their lives to sharing the gospel, and World Bible School has played a big part in that.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
And so we're very thankful that we've had that support through the years. And those that are not necessarily able to do physical work of mission work or reaching out at home, even here in the United States, they support us financially. And we've had some very generous gifts, which makes Methodis possible and other tools that we're able to use. And so the Lord has richly blessed us through brothers and sisters and faithful congregations of the Lord's church that have really stepped up and helped us to continue this ministry, which has meant so much to a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. So. I'm thinking, too, you've reached out in different continents, different countries. What languages are they able to get the information, the lessons, the questions about the Bible in?
Well, primarily we have, obviously, English, but there's Portuguese, there's Spanish. As a matter of fact, on our phone apps that young people and older people alike can download onto their iPhone or their Android, whatever they use, we have phone apps that they can download, which has four translations of the Bible on there. There's Portuguese, there's French, there's English also in Spanish. So they can download all of that onto their phone. You know, pick one, download it. You don't even have to download the whole Bible. You can download portions at a time, depending on what type of memory that you might have. But we've also recently gone into India, and we're translating our Master Series courses into all the seven major languages, and about five of those are currently done. So we're finishing up with the other two. So regardless of where people are in India, they can study World Bible School and God's Word in their own language.
Yes.
And be able to do that. And again, it's because of faithful brothers and sisters who have the ability and know those languages that are helping to translate into those languages for us to be able to make inroads into those countries. And really, there's only about maybe 3 to 5 countries where World Bible School is not. We are really, for the most part, in every nation on the face of the earth, with the exception of about 5 at the most, and that's because of political reasons where government is in control, and it's very difficult to get things in that they won't allow.
Yes. That's so. Where we get into things.
Yeah.
We have it so wonderful in this country and have had in the past and hopefully in the future.
But, yes.
We have problems with that, and what some Christians are suffering in some of these places because of persecution.
Yes.
And we're not used to that. We're just running out of time, I think, Roger. And I probably would ask at this time, is there anything else that you'd like to tell us right before we close? And
well, I would like, if people really want to learn more about World Bible School, even if they're not members of the church, they can go to worldbibleschool.net. All lowercase, all one, you know, no separation, just worldbibleschool.net. That's our website. It's been recently updated, and they can get a lot of information that's there. If they have questions, there's contact information for World Bible School people there. Or if they want to become a study helper, there's just a short form to fill out. They can send that in, and usually in about 24 hours, they'll get a reply back that they've been accepted, and then they can take the next step. So it's a very simple process. We try to keep it as simple as we can, just for brothers and sisters and those that are looking for Jesus to be able to use this effectively and have very little trouble using it. So it's there for them to use.
Thank you, Roger. I would like to say I would encourage you to study the Bible. That's so important. If you're out there and listening to this, there is a God. He is our Creator, and His Word is available. And I like the way that World Bible School does this, talking about questions are asked, questions you would ask, and then they're answered not by what someone thinks, it's by what the Word of God says.
Absolutely.
So that's so important there. Roger, I'd really enjoyed this, and I hope you come back sometime.
It would be wonderful to be able to come back and share some more about World Bible School. There's so many great things that are taking place, but it's all done to the glory of God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Roger.
Thank you.
Here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome to this week, to the weekly announcements. We remember all the ones on our prayer list, especially the ones that's having upcoming procedures and surgeries coming up. We remember all of them during their time of our recoveries and all that. We also have our Bible studies and on Sunday morning at 9:45. The ladies get together on Sunday evening at 5 p.m., and that's over the phone. On Wednesday night, we have our midweek services at 6:30, and I encourage you to come for all them services. Also, we remember all of our graduates that's graduating this year. We want to remember them and our thoughts and our prayers, and that they have a good journey into their second part of their life. We have an area-wide sing coming up on June the 27th. That is 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's on a Friday evening, and I encourage you to come for that. This is Mark Randolph with your weekly announcements.
My closing thoughts for World Bible School. We realize it's about studying the Bible, so I'd go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. This is Paul speaking to Timothy, but it's for all of us who study the Bible. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Come, glad morning, when this life is o'er,
Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. Our theme is There's a Fountain Free, composed by Mrs. M.B.C. Slade and Dr. A.B. Everett. Other hymns we feature in this podcast are He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. Also, we have heard A Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens. And to close this podcast, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We would like to thank all of the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our guests this season are from, but not limited to, the following organizations: the Southeast Ohio Food Bank in Logan, Hawking County; Christ's Table in Zanesville, Muskingum County; Somerset Church of Christ in Somerset, Perry County; New Concord Church of Christ in New Concord, Muskingum County; Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team in Tipp City, Miami County; Pennsville Church of Christ in Pennsville, Ohio, Morgan County; Lone Star Church of Christ in Falls of Rough, Kentucky, World Bible School. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and the scheduler of our guests. Jared also is our webmaster and assembler of the stories on the Christian News webpage. We thank all of our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening each week to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7th Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcast posted from time to time. Let's talk again in a week.
Just a few.